What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. I am Sean Ross Sapp. It is July 28th, 2025. It is SummerSlam week. It's WWE Raw, the last WWE Raw before SummerSlam, obviously. We got plenty to talk about. Obviously, the passing of Hulk Hogan last Thursday, we've covered it extensively. We're going to talk about it more tonight. We're going to talk about how they set up this show, so to speak. And of course, some exclusive news. We're going to answer your questions. So leave a thumbs up on this video. I cannot begin to tell you how important that is. Leave a super chat and or humper chat. If you want your question or statement read on the air, you might say, well, why in the hell would I want my question or statement read on the air? Because we report the vast majority of exclusive professional wrestling news out there. And we do it over at FightfulSelect.com. I do have some shoes that Roman Reigns can borrow, but he can have my shit kickers. He can have my house shoes, the ones with the mashed bottoms, these Adidas that I just throw on to walk around the house in because I got plantar fasciitis. But get those super chats in here at YouTube.com/Fightful and get your humper chats in at humperchats.com. It would mean an awful lot. Drop a fruit emoji. Let us know that you are here by God. Had some great stuff on our YouTube this week. If you all haven't checked out our shorts tab, you all are missing out. We've got a ton of stuff. But today we dropped the new Fightful Presents video for the Spirit Squad. Very excited about that. Last week we had Speedball Mike Bailey on in what was one of my favorite interviews that I have ever done in my entire career. Talking striking psychology with that man was a blast. We had Isla Dawn as well, but by God, we're here to talk about WWE Raw. So let's talk about WWE Raw. Now I will be back here this weekend. I may or may not have a co-host this weekend, trying to decide on that. These cards aren't as short as some of the other ones, but I'm open to it. We'll see. But I will be here for night one and night two of SummerSlam. I'm heading to New York, New Jersey Thursday, flying back Friday night. So yeah, we got plenty of stuff to get into this week. Finally dropping an interview with Shaza that is honestly just us talking and not revealing a lot of info on Tuesday. But by God, let's talk about this show. Let's talk about WWE Monday Night Raw. We started with a 10-bell salute to Hulk Hogan. They brought in Nick Hogan, Eric Bischoff, Jimmy Hart. Fightful Select had reported on this, as well as we had a scoops thread for the first time in a while. Sometimes me and Corey just like to show you guys that we can still get those here and there. But we had that. We're going to have an awful lot of stuff on tonight's Raw on Fightful Select. But they had the Hogan tribute, another music video, a 10-bell salute. I was honestly kind of surprised that there were so many people like, oh my God, this again? Like, I have never made it a secret, my thoughts on Hulk Hogan from a personal perspective. I don't care that man lied about a bunch of stuff. I don't give a damn about Hulk Hogan lying about how heavy Andre the Giant is, or him almost playing for Metallica or anything like that. I care about the racist comments. That's it. And that's what I took issue with. I don't like that he was a racist and said racist things. And if you say, well, the man wasn't a racist, well, he said he was. So his words beyond anybody else's. But there are a lot of people that I care about that care deeply about Hulk Hogan. He is heavily influential and integral. And I can't believe that so many people are surprised that there are still people in wrestling that hold him with some sort of reverence or hold and maintain some sort of respect. Chelsea Green was very diplomatic about the situation, and she got effectively harassed off of Twitter. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Like, very clearly WWE is going to pay homage and have some of their talent speak on someone who may be the most important performer in the history of the company. Why are we surprised by this? Why are you, I mean, I understand like not preferring it because of those things that he said, but clearly they're going to do it. They still maintained a great relationship with Hulk Hogan. I'm just like, my God, guys. Like, I thought that, you know what? I watched Grapsody this week. I felt like their views of things were going to be very important. And I echoed Reg's sentiments. Like, I hated what that man said, being Hogan. I would never wish death or celebrate death on for someone as a result. There is no redeeming that. There is no coming back from that. There is no repairing that. There is no growing and learning from that. Man had friends, family, fans that cared about him immensely, and he made huge contributions to professional wrestling. And if you don't want to separate the performer from those statements, that's fine. But like, this is not, you know, there's disgusting things that were said, and then there are people that we have seen that have committed horrific crimes and things like that. And to me, Hogan's comments, while disgusting, hurt himself, hurt a lot of people that viewed him in such reverence. But like, we're sitting here harassing wrestlers for just sharing a fairly neutral comment about his contributions. What the hell are you all doing? I saw Lucha Libre online posted that Chelsea was taking a break from social media as a result. And Tessa Blanchard, ooh, man, that there's a comment Tessa Blanchard had posted that was like, like, oh, well, she sees how it is now, and I hate that that's happening to her. And Chelsea was like, we are not the same. Yeah. But they shared a lot of, yeah, I know that's the thing. So Tessa said similar things like that, and Chelsea was quick to say, we are not the same, and I do not advocate that type of thing. But anyway. Listen, I know that a lot of people look at me as, like, I don't like gross shit in pro wrestling, man. Like, but I stay out of people's bedrooms. I don't care as long as it's legal and consensual. Mind my own business in that regard. Try not to report people's illnesses if we can help it without confirming with the family or something like that. Like, we're talking about people dying, man. I can't celebrate somebody dying. I can't advocate that either. I certainly understand if some people have some very strong feelings about this, though, and for good reason. We saw some Hogan stuff throughout the week or throughout the show, including the LJN figures, which Jimmy has some thoughts on. You know, Jimmy Van, who owns Fightful, has the world's most complete collection of LJN figures. We got a ton of videos on this channel about them. I'm hoping it will get us an influx of traffic for that. But we saw a lot of stuff like that and footage throughout the night. But Jay Miller says, seeing the Bree comments about Brian being a roadblock to WWE return, did that halt plans for Nikki for SummerSlam? 6 matches a night is a bit light. It's not a bit light, though. That's right in line with what they've been doing per night. Of late, I don't find that light whatsoever. And they've got SmackDown and Raw that they got to fill up in the interim. So like, they got to put some stuff on that as well. But like, if you look back at last year's SummerSlam, it was one night and it had 7 matches. And one of those matches was like 5 minutes. So I think this is right in line with what they've been doing. And as far as Nikki, I think the Liv thing affected her more than anything. The Liv injury definitely put the brakes on what she was going to do. As far as Brie not being able to really get a good hold on working for WWE because of Bryan Danielson, there are plenty of people that have significant others over there, but I certainly understand that this is a little bit different where it's somebody who actively works for like the writing team and stuff like that. Jeremiah says, do you have thoughts on the Observer story that female wrestlers just want to get exposure for their OnlyFans? Seems kind of sexist of a report. I have not heard of anybody that fits the mold of that report. I'll try to provide as much insight as I can here. I've not heard of anybody that's like, yeah, I'm getting out of wrestling and just doing OnlyFans. And if they want to, more power to them. I know there are numerous women across AEW, WWE, other companies who, when they shut down whatever it might be, their OnlyFans or similar platforms, whatever they might be, effectively took a pay cut to do that. But at least one told me, well, the exposure of being on this program is better for that long term. If for some reason you end up not working in WWE or AEW, that way you sort of have a new audience for said platforms whenever the time comes that you may or may not need to open one of those. So those are the conversations that I've had with people. Cause I mean, they've certainly been a bit of some pay cuts effectively there. KE775 says, what do you think is the main event of summer? Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable oral spray and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Summer is here, and you know what doesn't belong in your epic summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning beach trips, barbecues, three-day weekends, your wireless bill should be the last thing holding you back. And that's why I made the switch to Mint Mobile, and I've been loving it. With Mint, you get the coverage and speed you're used to, but for way less money. And for a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering 3 months unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month. So while your friends are sweating over data overages and surprise charges, you'll be chilling, literally and financially. Say bye-bye to all your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile will rescue you. All plans come with a high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch the overpriced wireless, get 3 months of unlimited service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I switched in June. You should too. The first few months, I saved almost $100 by switching to Mint Mobile. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get the new customer offer and get your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/FWP. That's mintmobile.com/FWP. An upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited new time customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. mintmobile.com/FWP.
Slam night one. Well, let me pull up the card as I ask Luis to consolidate these segments as best we can to streamline the show. We've got I think it should be Gunther, CM Punk. And I think that the reason it should be Gunther, CM Punk is because you want the looming tease of a possible Seth Rollins cash in because of the rumors that are out there. I think that's what it should be. Penny says, always look forward to your shows, SRS. Well, by God, thank you so much. I'm trying to focus more on the shows. Your boy has extreme ADHD. Sometimes I've got like, I'm measured in what I say because people aggregate like so much of the stuff that we say on these shows, and really wish that while we were riffing and talking about stuff like that, people would be like, yeah, maybe I should ask him if this is even reportable, but hey, that's the game. But trying to stay on task a little bit more. We did have AJ Styles and the Kabuki Warriors defeating Judgment Day. Boy, AJ Styles launched Kairi. That was incredible. The crowd was phenomenal for this match. The Detroit crowd, I thought, was really good. I thought it was an exceptional crowd, especially when AJ got tagged in. This was a bit of a preview for the AJ Styles Dominic Mysterio match, which I think is a good fit for SummerSlam personally. And like when AJ got tagged in, they went crazy and they were like, Dominic's got to come in now. Asuka and Kairi getting the win here is enough to justify them getting a tag team title shot, because you know that's what they'll do, right? Like they you don't need a lot of a reason. You don't need like a lot of an excuse to give somebody a tag team title shot here. Shout out to our friend Allie Albright, who is killing it on the indies right now. Was in the ring doing a little spot with Megan Bain this weekend. Shout out to Allie Cease. What'd you all think of AJ Styles and Kabuki Warriors with Judgment Day? I like this because, I mean, AJ's got the connection to Japan as well, so I thought that was kind of cool. But, man, the women have been getting like a lot of segments and match time and stuff like that throughout all of Raw of late, to the point to where like I've been looking at some of the people who've been producing some of these segments, and I'm like, okay, I want to see who they expand into producing that stuff, because a lot of times it's like Molly Holly and TJ Wilson, but like for example, I think tonight TJ Wilson, Jason Jordan, and Shane Helms all produced women's stuff, but one of them was a mixed tag as well. So we're going to keep our eye on that as well. But I just like them doing mixed tags here and there. I think that's a great way to kind of change the dynamic of things. And again, listen, you guys know that I am a big Roxanne Perez fan these days. Like, I think she is going to be great. I think she's going to be fantastic. We have a Sheamus interview, and he talks about big meaty men slapping meat, which captures the attention of New Day, and more specifically captures the attention of Grayson Waller, who he's calling himself Big G because he's with New Day. He then has a match with Sheamus, and the match was like whatever. The in-ring work, I will say this, Waller rolls around. He literally wallers on the ground. Like, he does his roll into a spot, and then he rolled and went into a knee. But let's talk about the physique on Grayson Waller tonight. My God. This dude was, he was already in good shape. Like, already in good shape. I don't want to misconstrue anything like that and be like, oh, well, man, he got himself in shape. He got himself in insane shape, man. Like, I'm just... Like, he was very clearly tired of, like, whatever complacency regarding his booking or anything like that, and looked incredible. Incredible. Good on him, man. Because he's got something that shouldn't be wasted. I don't necessarily know what that thing is, besides an incredible physique right now as well. But he's very good at getting heat. And I feel like at some point, one of those things is going to just click for him. And like, there were a lot of people that were comparing him to Miz. Well, Miz is probably pretty close to aging out of WWE, right? He's 44. He'll be 45 this year. And Grayson Waller, if you can be the Miz-ish character and do all the media and do the talk show and all that stuff and be that guy for the next 5 to 10 years, that is an insane gig to get, especially if you are in the kind of shape that man is in. Sheamus was not distracted by Rusev, which, of course, there's interference in this match. Of course. And then Rusev attacks. New Day says that Waller is not in the New Day, by the way. Just to be clear. Matthew Minyard, thank you very much for this additional super chat. We greatly appreciate that. We have a Lyra promo. I'll say it again. I love the entrance. I love the entrance. It's over. It's great. Then she started to like dance a little bit or something. I don't know what the hell was happening there. I don't know what she was doing there. Lyra has risen to the occasion of being with Bailey, with Becky. Like, she's doing really good. Like, matching their energy. And I wouldn't say on promo tonight, but especially in the ring, like, Becky and Bailey seem like they're making it a real point to elevate Lyra. While also, you know, not making it completely obvious that they're elevating Lyra, right? Like, Becky's going to do her Becky thing. And Bailey is, we'll talk about Bailey momentarily. But Lyra's delivered. Lyra belongs with these two. And for a long time, it looked like they got the horsewomen. What else did they got? And then fortunately, like the SmackDown, the brand split era, you had some names that sort of emerged. And you're like, oh, okay. They can do a little something here. And that was through Vince McMahon booking. It does seem like there has been an increased focus on the women's divisions of late on Raw. I'm still waiting for that women's U.S. title to get a little something. I don't think you needed 2 mid-card titles, but here we are. Becky was under the ring, FightfulSelect.com. You boys, best $5.99 a month in the business, reported that she would be under there. And it's interesting, Hornswoggle can hang out under the ring for years and hardly anything happens to him. But Becky does it one time and she gets her ass whipped with a kendo stick. She has also gone full Trump on social media. And probably a good approach to take, I think. I think that it works well for a heel in WWE. Becky wasn't happy about it. Last week she said, it's not just me saying this, other people are saying this. And then she posted a picture of the bruises that she got from the kendo stick and said, totally unprovoked attack. Lyra has totally lost it. We cannot have this crazy bird lady representing the Intercontinental title. And she won't. My favorite thing about this segment, besides Becky being fantastic at what she does, Lyra looked to the ramp, but she wasn't completely ignoring her surroundings. You don't want a babyface to be completely dumb. You want them to be smart. I will always point back to whatever the hell documentary I watched of the Road Warriors, where they said that they looked like meatheads, but they always wanted to be street smart. Because it's very difficult to root for a stupid baby face. You ever watch like the horror movies and you just get enraged at how stupid some of the protagonists are? Not even a horror movie. Tay Leone in Bad Boys. It might have been Tay Leone in Jurassic Park too. Wanted them to die in that movie. Wanted Tay Leone's character to die in Bad Boys so bad because she was so infuriating and made such bad, dumb decisions. And like, I love reality-based horror movies. When you watch those, you're like, what on earth are they doing? This is stupid. It's hard to root for them. But ones that make the right decisions, but some, maybe luck just doesn't fall their way, right? Maybe luck doesn't necessarily bounce their way. You can still root for them. Anybody can be unlucky. But hardly anybody cheers for a stupid person. I mean, I can think of at least one stupid ass person that a lot of people cheer for. But Lieber was very smart here. Now, I'm not saying heels can never get one up, because clearly they can. But if they do, there does need to be some ramifications, right? Like, if the heels really pull some scummy stuff off, like, where are the authority figures throughout all this? On this situation, Adam Pearce would have no reason to go after Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch did something relatively low risk, but it backfired. Lyra kicks her with the Becky Stompers, by the way. Bailey's backstage. And she doesn't know what to do. But I know what to do. I know what Bailey should do. She should get NordVPN.com/Fightful. That's right, damn it. I said NordVPN.com/Fightful. You might say, Sean, why on earth would I need that? Well, if you're a wrestling fan, you need it. Who doesn't want to save money? Let's say this weekend, WWE SummerSlam. Maybe you're like, I don't have Peacock. Well, guess what? All the WWE content is on Netflix when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. You get 2 years, 4 extra months, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs all on Netflix by changing your virtual location. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. You subscribe, you download the app, you change your virtual location with the app, and then bam, you log into Netflix, you're good to go. It's really that easy. Netflix does make it that easy. They just want your subscription. They don't care. Maybe you're like, you know what? I don't even like WWE. I'd rather watch a UFC or an AEW pay-per-view. Well, guess what? You get those at a fraction of the price. TNA pay-per-views, fraction of the price with NordVPN.com/Fightful. That's not all either. You go to NordVPN.com/Fightful, you can find out how to also get an Amazon gift card. They're just finding more ways to give you money back. How can you afford to not do this? You listen to your favorites abroad. I'll be doing that when I go to Canada in a couple months. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. I'll be doing that when I am traveling this week. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, you know, like the airport I'm going to, hotel I'm going to, venue I'm going to. Got to make sure you're protected. And on what operating devices? How about all of them? How about right now in this office, this phone, my router over there, this desktop, the smart TV right over there, and the studio PC right over there. All operating systems, all devices, NordVPN.com/Fightful. They have a plethora of other different features that can help you guys out. Like I truly didn't know what I was missing until I tried NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fantastic deal they got there. Go check it out. 24/7 tech support as well. Does Bailey get involved in the women's IC match? I would have loved for her to be a special guest referee. But she says, you know, for the first time, I'm speechless. I missed out on Mania. I'm going to miss out on SummerSlam. I've had a lot of people lately honestly asking me, do you think Bailey could go to AEW? And the answer is yes, I do. I do think she could go to AEW. The thing that is eluding her is a WrestleMania main event. I don't necessarily see a path to one based on the way that they book her. She has been more than deserving of one. I think that she, despite all of her accolades, has still somehow been underappreciated. I would see it a lot like with Asuka. People would be like, man, how are they treating Asuka like this? And then you look at like the list of accolades that Asuka has throughout her career. And it's like, oh, okay, she's actually done an awful lot of stuff. That's how Bayley is too. She's been involved in some of the biggest feuds, some of the biggest moments, longest championship reigns. And she's so good that it still seems like she's underserved at times. And that is both a gift and curse of versatility. She works as a babyface, works as a heel, works as a singles, works as a tag team. She can work in the world title scene, the tag title scene, or the mid-card title scene. She can cut promos. She can wrestle. She can be serious. She can be comedic. She can do an awful lot of things. And sometimes you are a victim of your own versatility. But having that versatility is why they trust you with anything, right? If I were Bayley, I would certainly get to my free agent period next year, and I would pit these two companies against each other. Whether you leave WWE or not, I would be fielding offers. I mean, honestly, if I was any wrestler, I would probably field offers unless the offer that was brought to you was so big that it was just too good to ignore, right? Somebody says, as a black man who Hogan hated, I celebrate him not being around. So listen, I do not celebrate somebody's death. If you want to, I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to. I would encourage you to not harass people like Chelsea Green, not saying that you did, but yeah. Yes, thank you for whoever sent memberships. I put a lot of early access stuff up on there and a lot of behind the scenes stuff on the membership area. NWO tag team could have spoke of the tag match. Terry, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Not sure what you mean by that. We had a Naomi interview. She has got to be front runner for the Fightful Hater of the Year award. How fantastic is she right now? She is having a career defining year. Career defining year. And she's had some big years in her career, especially during that period that I mentioned, like the 2017, 2018. Whenever they were in Orlando, she had a great year, but she's killing it. But she, Chelsea Green, and the Secret Hervis did lose to Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Stephanie Vaquer, and Nikki Bella. You had Nikki and Io doing the taunt and all that stuff, and Stephanie ends up getting the win. I did like that Piper laid them out and then did the taunt herself. That was cool. You don't see a lot of like 8-woman tags like this. And also, you know, brand split don't mean a damn thing. I don't know why we do it. I don't know why we still talk about it, but the brand split doesn't mean a thing now. And that's, it used to bother me so much. And now I'm like, they're just, it's not going to make them care about it. It's not going to make them flip a switch and be like, yeah, we should. And it's hard to do 8-woman tags without breaking the brand split. But Rhea, Io, Stephanie, and Nikki get the win here. You kind of knew they would with Secret Hervis being in this one. Man, that Alba Fire Swanton that she does as well, like the margin for error is like that. It is a very like low elevation Swanton. Very low elevation Swanton. Roxanne Perez backstage gives Dom a Nintendo Switch 2. And Raquel's like, as she brings up Liv, and Dom is like, yeah, let's FaceTime her. Come on. So my thing is like, has Dom not talked to Liv since she left? Like, what's the deal there? Why is it in WWE that people are off the show and we just assume or believe that they don't speak anymore? Because Liv's been gone for 6 weeks. If you haven't talked to your girlfriend in 6 weeks, y'all are broken up. Hate to tell you, Dom, but if you have not spoken to Liv Morgan in 6 weeks, you all are no longer an item. And Raquel should not be guilting you. If Raquel knows that Liv hasn't spoken to you in 6 weeks, then Raquel is just aiding in this gaslighting that is going on, right? There needs to be some realignment in the heel babyface process in WWE. I went off on Roman Reigns last week, and I still got one for him this week, too. But Dominic is just being a good teammate, good partner, doing all that stuff. Finn Balor, who, you know, is the veteran of the group, brought her into the group, made her an official part of the group. She wants to give gifts, by all means. It's some Destiny FOMO behavior. My friend Destiny FOMO is out there giving everybody Nintendo Switch 2s. Shout out to Destiny FOMO. But, like, listen, I'm a Roxanne fan. I got to side with her on this one. Now, if it's Dom not responding to Liv, well, that's an issue. I would love to see Raquel, like, next week be like, and why haven't you texted Liv back? Why haven't you called Liv back? KE775 says, is Nikki Bella in the Trish Stratus role of popping up randomly this year for matches? KE775, yes, she is. But I think Trish Stratus will also be in the Trish Stratus role of doing that. It wouldn't shock me to see Trish Stratus, like, really wrap it up this year. And I mean, like, for real, wrap it up this year. Now, listen, I know, like, Trish Stratus hitting Terry Funk levels of retirement. She retired in, what was it, 06? And then she came back, I want to say, in 08. She came back, like, 2.5 years later. And she would wrestle matches sporadically, right, until I think it was 2011 that she stopped doing that. And then it's like, okay, well, maybe she's done. Maybe she's done. So she came out of retirement once. Then she popped back up in 2018, and she did her series of matches there that led to her retirement. So that was the second time she came out of retirement. Then the third time was 2023, and she didn't do a match last year, but she never said she was retired. She was always pitching stuff. So, like, we're on, like, 3 or 4 different times she's come out of retirement. I think this might be her last year. I would love a Trish Stratus, Nikki Bella tag team. I think that would be really good if you can't do Brie Bella. I think that's a great idea. Now, Terry Allen Jr., if you were speaking about the LWO tag team, could have spoke about the tag match. We will talk about that. Judgment Day ends up winning because, get this, there was interference in a WWE match. Now, I know some of you are going to listen to this review and you're going to say, Sean, I'm sorry. My trust in Fightful has gone out the window because I, for one, cannot believe that there is interference in a WWE match. And I will say to you, I'm sorry. We'll do better. We'll try to regain that trust. But there was, in fact, interference in a WWE match in the main event as well. There was some great in-ring action here. And again, this is the story of WWE these days. It is really incredible in-ring talent doing unbelievable things, getting reactions for these big spots, and it's marred with interference. Just completely marred in interference. I think it was it Cruz del Toro that did the coast to coast? Doing a bear coast to coast is not easy, man. In a WWE ring, too. Did he do it from corner to corner? Or did he walk the ropes a little bit? Because, I mean, I like the rope walk version, too. But, like, man, that is so difficult to do that. It is very difficult to do it. So, El Grande Americano, the Ludwig Kaiser version, gets involved. Now, they did bring up on commentary Chad Gable saying he had his first WrestleMania match, and Michael Cole is like, oh, I thought that was El Grande Americano. And Corey Graves said that he reached out to Chad Gable, and he said it was hot. He was on meds from his surgery, and he misspoke. How great has Corey Graves been, by the way? Listen, I'm a Pat McAfee guy. I like Pat McAfee just fine, but I really, really love that Corey Graves is back on commentary for WWE. Because this is a guy who, when I talk to people in the company that understood why he was so bothered by being sent to NXT, like he's gonna do it because he's a pro. He is. And he doesn't really like to complain like that, but when he's put a lot of years into this and, you know, he got cleared to compete again and they kind of haven't let him. And he's still going out there and being the good soldier, so to speak, and gets sent to NXT in favor of everybody else that comes along. I understand being frustrated, but one of the higher ups that I talked to was like, man, he'll be back on WWE Raw by the spring or summer. And he was, because they know that it's a big influx there. So we also had another El Grande Americano pop up. I said it looked like Petey Williams. Everybody else said it looked like Pete Dunne. Who do you all in the chat think it is? Who do you all think it is? But yes, we do need Omos in the El Grande Americano mask next. I feel like Jimmy mentioned that as well. I feel like he mentioned it as well. Line Drive says, we know why Tempest left WrestleTalk, making his WWE debut tonight. But in all seriousness, I need them to do something with this dumb EGA gimmick that's not just interference. It's been 4 months. It's the same thing. And Dragon Lee made the save, all that stuff. But it was the same thing over and over again. Now, Tempest, by the way, I almost accidentally did a face reveal of Tempest. We were in Chicago. I think it was myself, Church of Joshi Girls, Xenia, and Tempest. And we got like a ticket or something. And I was going to post a picture of all of us. And Tempest had his mask off. And I had to delete it real quick. Love Tempest. Love that gentleman. I told a story about Tempest last week on the show, about how he got bullied at the Fightful offices for putting two sugars in his tea. Brutal. Brutal. But I want to know, who do you guys think it is under the mask? KE775 says, hopefully the Raw Tag Team Division gets more love now. I saw Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate during the 10 Bell salute. Hopefully they get an opportunity. You're right. They were there. So it probably was done. Probably was done. Sean, do you know which indie wrestlers will be at the tryouts? I know of one that I'm working to get a confirm on. Sometimes I don't like to report who is going to be at the tryouts because I don't want it to, I don't know. It doesn't cause them any issues anymore. Like, I used to fear, like, if I report that I heard that somebody's going to be at a tryout, it might reduce their chances or something. But listen, at this point, yeah, boy, and Fightful Select is talking to everybody. So I do know one. We're going to report it on Fightful Select this week. No, I hope it's not Nikki. Hope it's not her. She trolls me a lot on social media. So speaking of her good friend, Shaza McKenzie, we did an interview at Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis. Love those gentlemen. But it's finally going up. We had some additional editing. It was us talking about our match and some little things there and Tony Atlas's match with her and all the bad things that happened to her. It was a good time. It was a very good interview. Love doing stuff with Shaza. We had Gunther come out. Man exudes champion. Dude is a champion. But he's interrupted by CM Punk. And CM Punk says, you know what? I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't smoke. But I do know about addiction, and I am addicted to being that world champion because after seeing you carry it the way that you do, I don't want to be world heavyweight champion. I need to be champion. And Noise says, loved CM Punk referencing Eddie's new addiction promo. Yeah. So for a lot of the inspiration from Eddie Guerrero that a lot of wrestlers point out. So often it is a shimmy, a Three Amigos, and a frog splash. Maybe the, oh, we're here, throw a chair, and then just... Eddie had some really great promos as well, and I love CM Punk tapping into this as well. I love CM Punk going into this and using that. Using some of the Eddie inspiration that we don't see on a weekly basis from four or five other talent, right? I thought this was a good, effective promo. I am pumped for this match. I do think they stacked up night two pretty heavy. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to make my MyBookie AG picks here in a bit. You want to do them now? Let's make our picks now, by God. Let's make our MyBookie AG picks. A reminder, guys. Our official partner is MyBookie AG. Get a $50 bonus when you deposit $100, or get a $100 deposit when you or $100 bonus when you deposit $200. Bet on anything, anywhere, anytime. They got a 50% sports welcome bonus, a 150% casino bonus. You can bet with Bitcoin. They've got live casinos, slot games, table games, and bet on any sport out there. They have a great vision. They've got fantastic customer support, the best bonus offers out there. Check it out at mybookie.ag. Please only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Now, let's look at these lines, and I'm going to make my official picks here tonight. Well, they might change as things get a little closer. Naomi, monster favorite. And I think that Rhea and Io continue to be each other's undoing here. I don't think you pull the plug on Naomi this quick, because Naomi is on fire right now. So I'm going with her. Lyra Valkyria, a healthy favorite here. I feel like she should win this. I feel like she needs to win this. And I feel like they need to move on past this feud now. It's been going on for about three months now. Feels like a little bit longer, but that's because they had the Bayley one that led into this, and now she got integrated into it. So I'm going to go with Lyra. She's a solid favorite. Solid favorite. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll, pretty sizable favorite over Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. FightfulSelect.com has reported some details on Drew McIntyre being stuck in the UK. WWE sources expect him to be back. It was a very real situation. And a very unfortunate situation. But, you know, WWE, they love their celebrity moments. They love to show that celebrities can beat up their wrestlers. And I want to say this. Jelly Roll has a lot of people liking him backstage. And he did a wonderful Boss Man Slam on SmackDown. Jade Cargill is a favorite over Tiffany Stratton. What do you do? And where do you go with Jade Cargill after she wins? Do you switch up the rosters? Is there somebody like that's going to unlock something in Jade that we just haven't seen before? I mean, listen, Tiffany is solid. And a good champion. This is going to be a tall task. This match needs to go well for Jade Cargill. Needs to go well for Jade Cargill. And I think that Bianca coming back would go really well. I think that needs to happen. I just don't know what the direction would be for Jade if she won. Tiffany Stratton is the underdog. I'm going to go with Tiffany as of now. Cody Rhodes actually has some of the closest odds on this show. I wouldn't say closest. It's like fourth or fifth closest. But I'm going with him beating John Cena. This John Cena heel turn has not been good. It's not been good. And again, I am very interested to see this Unreal show. And so are people in WWE. They're like, how much of this is going to be real? Or how much of it is going to be like a meta kayfabe? You know what I mean? Because you know the deal. WWE wants their truth to be the only truth. Even if their own talent come out and they're like, no, actually, Alexa Bliss did get her deal done at midnight and had to fly, or in the wee hours of the morning, and had to fly to Royal Rumble that day, even though they went on the show and said that Mike and Dave were wrong, and even though they weren't, you know, like, they love that type of stuff. And I think there's going to be a lot of that. Not excited for that, honestly. But I am excited to see how they play what the hell happened with The Rock. What the hell happened with that? Because I feel like that cut the legs off of Cody and Cena. Punk and Gunther. Punk is the favorite. I think that there's still more of a story of Punk chasing the title. Because he just lost to John Cena. I think him losing both of those and then having to sort of reset. And we build until Royal Rumble. And I feel like if they do it there, there's a real opportunity to make, first off, CM Punk winning the Royal Rumble. Cool, even if it's in Saudi. But Sammy as well. Sammy winning in Saudi would be really big. By the way, Sammy and Cross had a segment where Cross said, if he wins, Sammy has to say Cross was right and he'll leave him alone. He can go to become world champion. I believe that Sammy said that Cross would have to say he's a liar if he lost. We also have Dominic Mysterio, a slight favorite over AJ Styles. They are near even odds, as are Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. Jacob Fatu, I feel, as a slight underdog winner, but I think Dominic Mysterio retains as well. And you know what? Somebody mentioned Punk winning and getting cashed in on. Would that still count as a win for Punk? It would. So that's the direction I'm going to go then. I feel like Punk wins and then immediately gets cashed in on. I think that's the move. I got Dominic Mysterio winning, Solo Sikoa winning. For those of you who just tuned in, the MyBookie AG official SummerSlam picks of Sean Ross Sapp. Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair, healthy favorites over Judgment Day. I got them winning, them being Alexa and Charlotte. Although I would love to see more like character development, I think that that's probably the way that that's going. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso, monster favorites. Reigns and Uso are the biggest favorites on the entire show. The biggest. I got to go with them. Speaking of, Jey Uso cut a promo and Paul Heyman cut him off. And Paul Heyman's like trying to convince Jey Uso that he doesn't need Roman Reigns. And Jay's like, I didn't do that stuff in spite of him. I became world champion and won the Royal Rumble to show myself that I could do that. Okay. Jey Uso still massively over. You got Bron Breakker and Paul motivating Bronson backstage. And then Jey Uso and Bronson Reed went to a non-finish because Bron Breakker interfered. Oh my. What? Interference? And with these guys, I posted a tweet on my little Twitter subscribers thing and said, I bet my career that this goes to a non-finish and that Roman Reigns makes the save. Then they lay out Roman Reigns and Jey Uso. And that is exactly what happened. Now, the post-match was actually very entertaining. Don't give a damn about what happened before that because they deemed us like it was, it wasn't the same. It wasn't like they deemed it pointless. But then afterwards, you got Bron Breakker. He's like, all these people work for me. The cameraman works for me. These fat asses in the crowd, they work for me. And listen, hearing a Steiner say fat asses, I don't care what the thumbnail does for our SEO and for our visibility on YouTube. That's the thumbnail, buddy. Fat asses is the thumbnail. That is the most Steiner thing you could possibly do. And Bronson Reed popped the world by removing Roman Reigns' shoes. He beat up Roman Reigns and then pulled his shoes off. Oh, my God. That was well played. That was really good. I mean, interference, interference, interference. I'm so sick of it. So over it. But taking the shoes, calling the fans fat asses as a Steiner, that's that stuff I'm here for, man. I'm here for that. NXT level Drodacy says, bro, Bronson took his shoes. I'm crying. He did. He did. Thank you, Praytech, for the super chat. We greatly appreciate you. Parker Hines says, when Roman and Braun have their 1v1, does Roman put him over a la Lesnar and Rock SummerSlam 02? He should. He should. What we have seen out of Roman Reigns in the last couple of years is that he shows up, he'll do some big matches, and then he'll go away for quite a while. They'll spear him through a barricade, and he takes some time off. The powerbomb him through the table, he'll take some time off. Let's just pull it up. Let's see. Let's see how that goes. As Praytech says, could you please review the movie Freddy Got Fingered with Timeless Tony Storm? I would love to. I would love to review any movie. Even Master of Disguise, which was abysmal. Abysmal. But since the start, or since 2023, you had Roman Reigns doing SummerSlam. He took a few months off, did Crown Jewel, took a couple months off, did the Rumble. Took a couple months off, did WrestleMania, took 6 months off, did Bad Blood and Crown Jewel and Survivor Series. So he worked a couple months in a row there, took another couple months off, worked the Raw Netflix thing, took another couple months off, Royal Rumble, took another couple months off, WrestleMania, took another couple months off. There you go. So it is time to put over the full-time guy. Did WWE break their Vince rule for the Hogan montage? I mean, if he was in it, then yes. They have very intentionally not mentioned him, included him, or anything. Very, very intentionally. So if they did, I can't pretend I was paying all the attention to it. Then yes. Pete Dunne versus Jonathan Gresham was announced for Bloodsport. I think Jonathan Gresham is incredible. I literally used to study his Octopus Academy videos. I think he is a wrestling genius. I hope that they actually have him win that. But I think Jonathan Gresham is one of the most brilliant professional wrestlers in the world, one of the best technical wrestlers. I'm shocked that you don't know how to book him. To me, people like him and Taz are the easiest to book. I like it when you have guys that are like that size. Like, he's built like a fire hydrant, dude. What, you know anybody that can beat up a fire hydrant? I don't. You know why? Because you hit it, you kick it, it hurts you. You can't do anything to him. It's so small, but it's going to mess you up. That's Jonathan Gresham, man. Only this fire hydrant can tie you up in knots and suplex you on your head. I think there's something very special about a guy who a lot of big, doofy sons of bitches would be like, oh, that little guy? I bet I could. No, you can't. He can beat you up. He can beat you up. Yeah, but that's why they have weight classes. Go try. He can beat you up. He can beat you up. And that's what I like about Jonathan Gresham. And if you watch him work, it's all you need to know.
Had the new Fightful Presents Spirit Squad video out today. Shaza McKenzie interview out Tuesday. Reminder, we have Fightful overbooked. We have the best morning show in wrestling. Love what they do there. But FightfulSelect.com. If you guys haven't checked out FightfulSelect.com, please do that. We do have a free tier of FightfulSelect.com. So check that out as well. Just $5.99 a month. If you like the super chats and the Q&A format, I do Q&A articles every day on Fightful Select. I do a Q&A show every week. Grapsody does one every other week. I have an exclusive Discord to Fightful Select where I answer all your questions as well. And that's in addition to exclusive news, additional reviews. Alex and Kate reviewed Suburban Commando as well. Please go bug Twitter X to unban Fightful Espanol. Don't know why it happened. It's very annoying. We worked very hard on that. So please go troll Twitter to unban Fightful Espanol. But check out Fightful Espanol on Instagram and on Facebook. And what we'll do, we'll start putting Luis's interviews up for the members only too, for anybody who speaks Spanish as well. But TikTok, Instagram, all kinds of platforms, my friends. I just want to say thank you, guys. I am so excited to see some of you guys this weekend or Thursday, Friday in New York, New Jersey. Not excited to take an Uber all the way to the middle of New Jersey, but by God, that's what we're doing. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save